Originally, it was 50 people that were intended to be deported, but after some legal fight, some got injunctions, some removal directions were deferred, and some had other reasons why they could not be returned to Zimbabwe. There was also a last-minute case that went into court around 6 p.m. UK time, and around 8:30 it was finished, which said that Zimbabwe, the charter flight can proceed ahead, but people that had been interviewed for travel documents by the Home Office personnel are at risk of persecution if they get to Zimbabwe. So the charter flight was scheduled for 10 o'clock, but I think the judge said it can leave after 10:30 to give a chance to anyone who was on board, who was interviewed by the Zimbabwean authorities in the UK to leave the plane and then to return to the detention center. I think they did that process. Most lawyers, including ourselves, who then tried to get in touch with the people that had been intended to leave the country, but because when they leave the deportation center, their mobile phones are taken off them, we could not contact them. However, this morning it is confirmed that 14 people have now been deported to Zimbabwe.
Is 14 people out of 50 were supposed to be deported? So how did it come to that?
So it came to that number because people mounted legal challenges. People submitted judicial reviews, application for injunctions, they made new or fresh claims. And we also understand that at one of the detention centers, there was an outbreak of COVID, and some of the people came into contact with people who were positive. So I think those who were in contact with the people who were positive, we also had to be left behind, as per our understanding. That has to be proven again, but that has been stated by people who are detained at a particular detention center. So I think it is a shame, really, that it's 14 people who have been deported. They wanted 50 people. We wanted no one to go back to Zimbabwe. People should really leave the country in their own volition and will when they've planned to do so. But unfortunately for these 14, it was not the case.
So for those that have gone back home, what are the indications there? Is there anyone being, intimidated or any sort of that thing?
I think it's early times because it's just a few hours that they have landed.
Going forward, what is going to happen to some of those that are supposed to be deported? And we're told there were supposed to be 150 in total. So what's going on now?
So the agreement between the two countries is that every month, it should be either 150 or 100 every month, starting with people who have been convicted of crimes in the United Kingdom, and then ultimately coming to people that have breached immigration rules, who are not criminals necessarily, but who do not have a legal stay in the United Kingdom. Those people as well are going to be removed eventually.
The British Home Office is saying that, they've got all the legal rights to deport murderers, rapists, and people that break the law. Is that not the case for these Zimbabweans?
That's quite an important question that you've just asked. Every community, every country has got a right to live peacefully and to protect its citizens. And where someone commits an offense, then especially serious offenses, then that is against public policy and that is against public interest. But it's a balancing exercise of where someone has committed an offense. There's a lot of factors to consider. It could be the severity of the offense. It could be whether it's a first-time offense, a second-time offense. When did that person commit the offense? Some of the cases that where there is young people who came to the United Kingdom, maybe aged 10, 11, to join their parents. Unfortunately, they then joined at bad friends and they've been convicted of, say, drug cases.